From Washington, this is VOA News. British government moves to limit fallout from the Brexit vote, British Finance Minister George Osborne said Monday. The British economy is fundamentally strong and that Britain remains open for business. That message was repeated later in the day by Prime Minister David Cameron in his first address to Parliament since the Brexit vote.
And we obviously will have to find a way under the new government to work out how to work with the European Union to get the maximum effect for the British stance on climate change, on Syria, on how we try and prevent refugees crossing, leaving Libya and all the rest of it. Those will all be issues for a future government, but I know from all that happened in the campaign is this is not about Britain withdrawing from the world or playing less of a role in the world, and we'll have to work out the way forward.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry arrived in London Monday after a stop in Brussels where he cautioned the European Union against angry, vengeful behavior against Britain. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled Monday that states do not have the right to impose what it called undue burdens on abortion facilities, thus limiting the ability of women to get abortions. The court ruled 5-3 to overturn a law in Texas that required abortion doctors to have patient-admitting privileges at hospitals near their facilities and that their clinics be equipped with costly hospital-grade equipment. In another case, the court refused to loosen federal restrictions that prevent people with domestic assault convictions from owning guns. The 6-2 ruling was a victory for gun control advocates. The court voted unanimously to throw out the corruption conviction of former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell, defining more narrowly which actions by officials amount to corruption. This is VOA News.